was gaping at her. Ellie was wearing cut-off jeans and a work shirt tied at her midriff. She was 24 and darkly tanned. Her blonde hair was pulled back. "Ellie keeps us going," Grant said, introducing her. "She's very good at what she does." "And what does she do?" Morris asked. "Paleobotany," Ellie said. "And I also do the standard field preps." She opened the door and they went inside. The air conditioning in the trailer only brought the temperature down to 85 degrees, but it seemed cool after the midday heat. The trailer had a series of long wooden tables with tiny bone specimens neatly laid out, tagged and labeled. Farther along were ceramic dishes and crocks. There was a strong odor of vinegar. Morris glanced at the bones. "I thought dinosaurs were big," he said.
"They were," Ellie said. "But everything you see here comes from babies. Snake water is important primarily because of the number of dinosaur nesting sites here. Until we started this work, there were hardly any infant dinosaurs known. Only one nest had ever been found in the Gobi Desert. We discovered a dozen different hadrosaur nests, complete with eggs and bones of infants."
While Grant went to the refrigerator, she showed Morris the acetic acid baths, which were used to dissolve away the limestone from the delicate bones. "They look like chicken bones," Morris said, peering into the ceramic dishes.
"Yes," she said, "they're very bird-like."
"And what about those?" Morris said, pointing through the trailer window to piles of large bones outside, wrapped in heavy plastic.
"Rejects," Ellie said. "Bones too fragmentary when we took them out of the ground. In the old days, we just discard them, but nowadays we send them for genetic testing."
"Genetic testing?" Morris said.
"Here you go," Grant said, thrusting a beer into his hand. He gave another to Ellie. She chugged hers, throwing her long neck back. Morris stared.
"We're pretty informal here," Grant said. "Want to step into my office?"
"Sure," Morris said.
Grant led him to the end of the trailer, where there was a torn couch, a sagging chair, and a battered end table. Grant dropped onto the couch, which creaked and exhaled a cloud of chalky dust. He leaned back, thumped his boots up on the end table, and gestured for Morris to sit in the chair.
"Make yourself comfortable."
Grant was a professor of paleontology at the University of Denver, and one of the foremost researchers in his field, but he had never been comfortable with social niceties. He saw himself as an outdoor man, and he knew that all the important work in paleontology was done outdoors with your hands. Grant had little patience for the academics, for the museum curators, for what he called teacup dinosaur hunters, and he took some pains to distance himself in dress and behavior from the teacup dinosaur hunters, even delivering his lectures in jeans and sneakers. Grant watched as Morris primly brushed off the seat of the chair before he sat down. Morris opened his briefcase, rummaged through his papers, and glanced back at Ellie, who was lifting bones with tweezers from the acid bath at the other end of the trailer, paying no attention to them.
"You're probably wondering why I'm here."
Grant nodded. "It's a long way to come, Mr. Morris."
"Well," Morris said, "to get right to the point, the EPA is concerned about the activities of the Hammond Foundation. You receive some funding from them."
$30,000 a year," Grant said, nodding.
"For the last 5 years."
"What do you know about the foundation?" Morris said. Grant shrugged.
"The Hammond Foundation is a respected source of academic grants. They fund research all over the world, including several dinosaur researchers. I know they support Bob Carey out of the Tyrrell in Alberta, and John Wells..."